Yes, Mr. Chairman. One of the points I wanted to raise, I think, has come up. This diagram that was very worrying to me. I mean, the definition of law-abiding state means that there are some states that are non-law-abiding. And if we take this too far, the implications of what we're doing now could be far-reaching. So I believe that the whole question of law-abiding versus non-law-abiding should not come into our discussions. The second thing is that, you know, over the 3 years that we have been discussing this subject, initially we were told that this was far, far away. It's not happening. There's no there's no possibility that these sort of weapons could be arrived at in the near future. And we're also told that no military commander would like to delegate command and control to a machine. But as we go on in the discussions of this and engaging, we are seeing that we are here now about advantages, cost effectiveness. We are hearing about less prone to emotions, etc. So what is the story? Would a military commander delegate command and control to arm a lethally autonomous weapon? I just wanted to hear, because not being a military person myself, I'm just curious. The third thing I'd like to say here is that as we got from the first, and Mr. Chairman, you summarized it from yesterday's, after that, these machines cannot have common sense. And so when we deploy these machines, we note that if there's no common sense, it doesn't change the regime in which they're working on. And when in some situations there is malfunctioning, and I would say this because this goes again with the trust, because even the most sophisticated machines, and we have seen all these auto industry recalling machines, even the most trusted systems are subject to malfunctioning. And I believe that once you have these machines, if there's any reason why they malfunction, if it's due to design fault, it's due to anything, then there would be a lot of collateral damage, and who then should be held responsible? Thank you.